From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
You know, one of the things we enjoy doing is letting you know about events happening in the community. And if you have an event that's happening, make sure to email the details to studio@klyt.fm, and then we'll look forward to letting others know about your event. When you send the details, you know, make sure you know the where and the when. Usually, a website is good. The time of the event. Is it a free event? Is there a cost? Let me let you know about a free event coming to Calvary Church this Friday night, and it is free. It is evento gratis. Yes. Moses Mateo, who you can hear in studio with us, is going to be part of the team that's hosting Iglesia Calvario's Noche de Alabanza. Is Alabanza worship? Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
All right. I kind of put that all together.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it. It's pretty good. You did great in Spanish.
Well, it's coming up this Friday night, and it is a free event. You're welcome to invite someone to come out with you. Folks that are ESL, English as a second language, mm-hmm. they're probably going to appreciate this very much. And, you know, there's others who just know Spanish and, may want to come out and check out the event. But Moses, this isn't your first rodeo.
No, actually, how'd you know?
Well, because we had you in here before. do you remember when the last Noche de Alabanza was?
Yes, it was February 2nd. It was also on a Friday night. And so, yeah, that was our first kickoff.
Okay. So almost every quarter, is that kind of the plan?
Yes, that's the plan, as the Lord wills. Yep, moving forward.
And last time, along with the music. Now, are these musicians... Are these all musicians from Calvary? Are they brought from, is it a group of musicians from several different churches?
Yes, actually, most of them are from Calvary, but we've had the blessing to have a couple come and serve alongside, so which is great. I mean, we're all one family in Christ. We serve one Lord.
Hey, I meant to give you this opportunity before we go into more detail, because I can only read Spanish, and pronounce it. But I can't. I don't really speak Spanish. So for those who may be, more ESL, but they still listen to KLYT, maybe walk them through real quick what's coming up Friday night, and give them an invite.
Yes. So again, we've been blessed to have a really good Spanish worship team here, and we originally started we began providing our teachings in Spanish. Translated
right
on YouTube and then shareable. So then we came to the point of, well, it'd be nice to really provide a worship experience, like musically worship experience, to add on to the teachings.
Right.
And that we did not expect the viewership to significantly go up because of that. And so we're like, wow, worship is essential. I mean, Of course, we live and we believe in the word and we trust in the word, but really it's our expression of worship. That's what the Lord wants, is our adoration. Yeah. And, you know, one of the best ways is to worship music.
To ascribe worth to him. And along with the music, an opportunity for corporate worship in Spanish. An evangelical message will be delivered from Pastor Antonio Aragon. Any word on other than evangelical a message? Do we know kind of where he's going to be going?
Yes, and I think that's okay to disclose. Matthew 18, he's going to be sharing on one of the parables. And so I can't wait to hear it. He's going to be going through that section, and I'm pretty excited about that.
Okay, so Moses, for those that are listening who may be ESL but still they're tuned in Spanish, can you run them through what to expect and give them that invite?
So vamos a tener una noche de alabanza. Vamos a comenzar con como media hora, y luego vamos a seguir con un mensaje con el Pastor Antonio, y luego vamos a terminar con otras cantos para alabar nuestro Señor.
All right. And the other thing I wanted to ask is going back to this last event in February, any testimonials about someone who showed up and was just really blessed by what they experienced?
Yeah. So since it was our first service at this level, I actually... Yeah, our first service doing a thing like this in the sanctuary.
It was the first Noche de Alabanza.
Yeah, it was. We did some previous recordings, but those were like closed sessions for the sake of providing worship videos. Towards the end, we're tearing down, you know, things, putting things away. And I saw this gentleman in the back towards the midsection, and I wasn't sure how to read him because he looked a little concerned or just disturbed. Maybe that was, I read him. I don't think I was reading him correctly. But anyways, I approached him and I asked him in Spanish, you know, hey, how are you doing, sir? And he just kind of like, I'm okay. And I said, is there something I can help you with, or are you doing okay? You know, can I provide prayer? And he just looked at me in the eyes like he was almost about to break down. And he just told me in Spanish, he's like, this was one of the most amazing things I've ever been to. And... yeah, even now, just kind of like making me my hairs raise. Just like, wow, this really was something amazing for this gentleman and others. You know, many other people are talking about, you know, how amazing a night was of worship and the teaching. And so often I've been hearing, when's your next night going to happen? And let me know when it's going to be. And other people are like, I heard it was awesome and I wish I could have made it.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's one moment I will never forget. I can even see his face right now as we're talking.
You know, whether you're ESL or you know someone who is, or you're EFL, I want to kind of go back to what the story, Moses, because most of us who know Jesus and, you know, we think of our testimony, and it goes back for many of us to, I mean, you can almost point a time or an event that you went to where you first heard the truth of the gospel spoken clearly to you in a way that maybe had never heard it before and heard the Bible come alive. And this is exactly what the hope is for Iglesia Calvario's Noche de Alabanza this Friday night at Calvary Church on Osuna. It's at 6:30, and actually the event is posted on the web. You can go to calvarynm.church. Under events, find the information for Friday night's event. Anything else you want to make sure to share before we wrap it up?
No, just if you can, come on out, bring some friends, even if you don't know Spanish.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just your worship to the Lord. The Lord knows your heart.
Yeah.
And so if you got time and you want to check it out, bring a friend. Maybe if you want to brush up on your Spanish.
Yeah.
What a great opportunity to hear the word in Spanish. And I think a lot of people who have lived here in New Mexico might be surprised about how much Spanish you actually know just by living in here in New Mexico.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Well, Moses Mateo, we appreciate your time. We appreciate the whole team. And obviously, we'll ask the listeners to be praying for those that are attending. To pray for the team and to pray for Pastor Antonio Aragon, who will be speaking, that the Lord would work mightily through him as he delivers a message from Matthew 18 on Friday night.
Amen.
All right. Will you come back for the next one?
I'd love to, if you allow me.
Of course.
Be honored.
We love having you in, and we love the ministry you're doing.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Hey, coming up later in the hour, we're going to hear about a 4th of July event at the Balloon Museum. Have you been out there? If maybe like me, you went out when it first opened, and honestly, I can't remember the last time I went back. So many things have changed, and they have so many events, but there's one coming up on the 4th of July that you can take part in that will support what's going on here locally. It's one of those real family-friendly venues that you have opportunity to get to once in a while on the north side of Albuquerque. And we'll let you know more about that coming up in just a little more than 15 minutes. But after the break, we'll hear more about the Power of Five. Pastor Chris is joining us, and he's one of the pastors on staff at New Beginnings Church. But we'll find out more about what's going on with Power of Five when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.